Booyah! Welcome back to Life in the Fast Lane. Kyle's in his zen state.
You didn't hit me with some energy, man.
I tried.
Was like, pa-pa!
No, I tried. That's all I got of me today.
Oh.
I said booyah. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah, I know.
I'll give you a four.
Dude, I am dying. I feel like death, but I'm still here. I haven't missed a single day, have I?
The only reason I stayed out on Happy Guys is because it was like, do you want me to come in? And you're like, I'd rather you not.
Yeah, well, I typically
Had kind of most of the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
So
my
contagious, I got it midweek.
My contagious part, I started feeling it Tuesday. Today is Tuesday, so it's been 7 days. So I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
So whatever. Anyway, welcome back to another episode of Life in the Fast Lane. Thanks for joining us, guys. We really appreciate you guys always joining and sharing the show. It means a lot to us. Please don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and our social medias like Instagram and Facebook and all that kind of good jazz. But today, Mr. CTO, the Chief Talking Officer, Senior Kyle Parts, what are we talking about?
I don't know, but a hole in my pants. Like, I actually do know what we're talking about today.
What is it?
We are talking about a product.
We are. This is going to be all about top dressing.
Yeah.
And our Mulchmate DMT rig.
Do you say just the DMT rig? Because we're venturing out into new things now, apparently.
Yeah, so we've got the new, what are we calling that? The
DM, no, it's a DM S&G.
The what?
A dump mate switch and go kind of.
No. So that's the.
Was that a hook lift body or no?
What the one? Which
big
one?
Red.
Big red? That's a hook lift.
I'd have felt
no,
that.
No, not a hook lift. You got me so confused now. That is a roll-off container rig.
Okay.
So it is a DMT of sorts. The DMT, guys, is the dump trailer version of the Mulchmate. So the Mulchmate's the Mulchmate. It never changes. We just have these what we call vehicles. It can be a switch-and-go container, a hook-lift container, a roll-off container, a DMT trailer, a regular truck body, masonry body, landscape body, stake body. Damn, there's a lot of them.
Anything else?
Can't think off the top of my head. It will fit literally any of those bodies.
Cab, chassis, kit, and caboodle.
It will not fit your dump trailer. Stop asking me that. Think about physics for a second. You add 900 pounds to the back of a regular dump trailer, or any kind of weight on the back of a dump trailer, it's going to sway out of its mind. It's going to be too low.
You're going to go wee-woo, or there's going to be a wee-woo after you.
Well, there's a product on the market. I don't even call it a product because they don't even have a warehouse. But anyway, they have no support behind their product. I have a friend that has one. God love him. He just wanted a cheaper version, and he said he literally almost crashed it because it sways like crazy. So that's why we have our own DMT dump trailer. It's what do they say in Days of Thunder? It's spec perfect and staggered special. It will work. So that's an old reference to an old movie called Days of Thunder. I love that movie, but
I think I've seen it once. But
you
I don't,
gotta
I don't
watch
remember
it. It's so good. Anyway. Today, this episode is all about top dressing, and I want to jump into this because this is something that we are absolutely leading the charge on. I just signed a huge deal this morning, I believe. I just saw some emails come through, and it looks like it's getting ready to happen. Top dressing is the new biggest profit maker in the landscape industry, period.
Yeah, and it started out of mainly Florida. It's kind of going from like Florida and went poof.
So,
like a tsunami.
I have some new information for you.
Uh-oh.
I was told that it didn't start in Florida.
Bama.
No.
Texas.
No.
I'm going to go through all the states so I get it.
No. So this gentleman is a massive top dressing guy, like leading the charge, and he was doing top dressing.
Mississippi.
I have one guy telling me that he's the originator in Georgia, and I'm like, I don't know if that's true or not. I just don't know. Love the guy. Very nice gentleman. But this new information I got says that it more than likely started in Colorado.
I see it. I can see it.
So the soil is very rocky. It just needs more good soil to plant crap in, apparently. And those people out there are more, I'm going to call them hippie, more earthy people. That's a good way of saying it. Earthy people.
Yeah, I mean, you do inhale a lot of it.
Jesus.
Sorry, Christ. It was there. It was just a nice little
low-hanging fruit. But
Point for Kyle.
So here's the thing, guys. I want you to know something about top dressing, and it's huge. And we have a local guy, a local friend named Lyle, and he's kind of really getting into this top dressing gig here locally in Maryland. But here's why top dressing is the next big thing. And I'm gonna walk down this road with you. It's very simple. When you have fertilizer is a fossil fuel-based, non-natural thing that we put on the soil to then enhance whatever the chemicals are needed in the soil to then grow plants.
And a lot of the times it's synthetic, yes, typically. Yes. So it's not necessarily a natural product. It's, hey, we're going to blend this, 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 and this together, throw it onto a little bead, and then it...
Right. And around here, we have the Chesapeake Bay in Maryland. And anybody that doesn't know what the Chesapeake Bay is, it's just a very large bay. We get lots of crabs out of it. We do a lot of fishing out of it. There's, we are a very water-based nautical area.
There's a lot of wildlife that stems from the bay that could be affected or harmed by these nutrients.
Yeah. And we are a very large farming state. So yes, we have lots of farms. And what happens is we get a lot of runoff. And so what these farmers do is they're spraying, they're fertilizing, and then all that stuff hits the soil, it rains, it runs off into all these little rivers and bio areas, and then it all drains out into the bay, and it's destroyed our bay. It really has. And I'm not a earthy, organic thumping type of person. I think there's a balance in all of it, but here's what I am at heart. I'm the type of person that typically doesn't take Tylenol. I will if I need it. I believe in medicine, but I also believe in, like I just told Kyle, we were just talking about Celsius and energy drinks and food. And I said, the first thing I said to you was what?
Makes you feel better.
No. What are you supposed to put in your body?
Water.
We're 80% water. We're humans, right? So keeping things as organic as we can is probably a really good thing, right? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I mean, just keep chemicals out of your body, right? I mean, we really shouldn't be putting all these things in there, because like
the worst chemical is sugar, even though it tastes great.
Sugar is like literally cancer, and we all love it.
It's literally the leading cause of it, because cancer is what feeds all, or sugar
feeds cancer.
Feeds cancer.
Yeah. So
I knew what I was trying to say.
The more sugar you get out of your diet, the better off you are. So when it comes to top dressing, you're able to take an organic, earthly recipe of dirts and whatever else. I am not the chemist that comes up with that kind of stuff, but there's in particular the one that I'm the fan of currently today, because I know the most about it, is something called Command from a company called Life Soils, which I want to get them on the podcast. Have they been on the podcast? No, they haven't been on the podcast yet.
No, I meant to reach out the other day, and then it was like, hey, Kyle, I need you to powder coat. You're a little hard out. And it was like, oh.
Yeah. So
I did get a lot of those freaking.
Dude, you have been putting out some powder. And the guys are consuming it as fast as
I'm putting it through.
Yes, it's good.
Although the white panels, that was my best batch of white panels. They looked good. I only had to put two through.
I love glossy white, man. It just hits different.
Yeah.
It hits good. So when it comes to this compost, let me explain this to you guys. There's basically two ways of going about it that I've learned, and I'll get into some details here with you, but in a sandy soil area, like say Florida, or my house actually sits on a lot of sandy soils. There's actually a old retired sand quarry right by my house. And it's turned into like the gum bottom bog or something. But in that scenario, you want to add like a compost to it. Now, if you're in an area that's very clay-like, like say Northern Virginia, or like Alabama.
Explain what compost is, though.
Compost is a blend of different soils, sands. I think there's some manure in it. There's a bunch of different, like there's peat moss in it.
There's also like biodegraded
leaves.
Yeah.
Leaves. And there is a bunch of different ways you can mix it up. And apparently Life Soils created this thing called Command. And Command, I've literally seen Command get thrown down on properties. And typically you aerate and put this down at the same time.
Yeah.
And it literally within a couple weeks your lawn goes from to like poof,
Like, what the heck just happened?
Yeah, it's like a miracle drug almost. It's crazy.
And you could put it down typically within blackout dates because it's not a synthetic fertilizer.
Correct.
It's
so,
a natural.
Yeah, in Florida, there's like 9 months out of the year they black out any kind of fertilizers because it's bad for – they too are fighting runoff issues.
Well, they have the Everglades. The Everglades is one of their biggest it's essentially their bay, but it's mm-hmm. – within the state.
Right. And they also have the largest growth of any state. And they're basically their infrastructure. They're building houses and commercial areas as fast as humanly possible. Cause like everybody moved down there and they're basically stripping all the nutrients off these properties while they're building these homes.
They also get storms every single day,
which is runoff
summer.
Yeah. Which is runoff. And so when they go to put like the sod back down on these properties, the only nutrients is in that little tiny layer of sod, and even that's not typically that great.
Yeah.
So they are literally struggling so badly with getting this soil back, basically fixing the soil and getting it back to a good neutral natural state for vegetation to grow properly, like turf and so on and so forth. It's a huge problem down there, and we are selling MulchMate DMT trailers left and right down to those folks, because a lot of those guys down there, and there's really only two top dressers that I know of on the market right now, and it's Ecolawn, they're out of Canada, and Earth and Turf, they're out of Pennsylvania. And both these guys,
I think there was somebody out of Texas.
I don't know of one. I
don't know. I thought there was, but
I could be wrong. Those are the two I mainly know of. I know both companies very well. I'm not going to say they're friends of mine. They don't pay me. I don't have a contract with either one of them. My gig is, look, you buy whatever top dresser currently that you want. I'm not going to tell you which one you need for your application, because there's always different ways to skin a cat, property layouts, that sort of thing, right?
That, and everybody has their own, like, okay, I want to drop composter, where it literally just drops within the frame of the composter. And then you have the spreader composters where they shoot this big plume out.
Right.
You know, it's like a big mushroom up in front of the machine.
Right. So I'm not here to tell you which one to buy. I'm here to tell you that those two exist. I know both of them. They both make a nice product.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to tell you. Here's what I'm trying to explain to you. If you're a landscaper listening to this and you want to grow your business and you want to make more money, top dressing is where it's at, Jack. You can literally pull up with a MulchMate DMT rig, which costs you maybe 10% more than just a standard mowing rig, and then you'll be able to triple your profits with less people.
Yeah.
It is
at minimum
ridiculous how much money is in it. And the way you sell it is you can sell it to your customers and say, look, we're going to be able to green up your lawn. We're going to be able to be more organic. We're going to be able to reduce your water consumption. This is stats that Command gives out. But Command, when you put Command on a property, it uses – your property uses 50% less water than using it the standard synthetic fertilizing way.
Yeah.
So Florida is now using 50% less water when Command is involved. And MulchMate helps then fill those top dressers up and spread that out all over the lawns, all over the state. We're selling these things in Georgia, Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, Alabama, now Colorado, all over these states are really have adapted to the top dressing wave, if you will. And the big thing involved in all this is before Earth and Turf and before Ecolawn, you literally put compost in a wheelbarrow, walk it onto the property, and then like shake it out.
Yeah,
that's insanity. I've done it. Then the Earth and Turf and the Ecolawn guys come out. I don't know which one came first, but
hey watch this.
But then the pain point became filling those up is miserable, and a lot of guys will be like, oh, I'll just get a mini skid and fill it up. Well, then you have to dump dirt onto a property.
Yes, it's gonna, mini skid.
It's then going to stain the property, right? Then the mini skid's got to get dropped off by another truck and a trailer. Then you have to then scoop it up, which then you're damaging the property, right? And then when you fill it up, it's a mess. You have to have somebody that properly can operate a mini skid. I'm sorry, I don't care how good you are, you're going to spill all over the place.
And if you were to shovel it in, typically the bins are like up to my
torso,
chest.
Yeah, at least,
you know. So that's 5'6". I mean, trying to get a shovel that high with mm-hmm. Compost isn't as heavy as dirt, but it's also not
it's heavy
light as mulch, so it's
heavy.
It's got some weight to it. Mm-hmm. So doing that all day long, you know, it's better off just to press
right,
a joystick.
But then let's say you jump up into the bed of a dump trailer, right? So you're a little higher. That makes it a little easier, but you're still bent way over trying to shovel the stuff out of a dump trailer.
You also have the risk of jumping in and out
yep.
of the dump trailer.
Jumping in and out of it. You're also, now you're towing two rigs to a property instead of just one, right?
Yeah.
It's better to just have them alternate DMT. You can fill up a top dresser in 9 seconds, pretty much, with a press of a button, all electrically, almost no noise, very simple and easy. And then you have the augers. I have flat out been told by top dressers all across the country that our augers fluff the compost better than anything else on the market.
Yeah, because compost, that can turn into a brick after going, like, especially if like a longer ride.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty hard.
It can get, it's sticky.
Yeah,
it's sticky.
It's weird.
So you have to break all that down, and our augers by far are the best on the market. They spin faster, they're more efficient, they carry more material, it's a better system.
They do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. And what's crazy is when I developed the MulchMate, I did not have compost on my radar at all.
No.
I didn't even know what top dressing was. But these guys started adapting it to those situations, and I'm like, holy crap, look at this. Over here, take it from me, guys. If you're not doing top dressing, start doing top dressing. You'll make a lot more money, a lot of money. If you're down in the Georgia area, Florida area, look into Command, look into Life Soils. There's a guy named Mark. Just he's the guy. Now, there are other sub companies that will, like, Command wants to sell in, like, large, high volumes. If you're only going to buy 5 or 10 yards at a time, buying it directly from Life Soils is not the way to go. You're going to have to find local guys that sell it in smaller batches. That's normal. But it is a movement that is coming, and it is going to revolutionize the landscaping industry.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, by far. So let me give you some numbers. So when top dressing started, guys were putting down like a third of a yard per 1,000 square feet of Command compost. Okay. It was doing a good job, and then guys wanted to up the ante, and they're going to now like half of a yard per 1,000 square feet. That's kind of the norm. Now, I'm not going to tell you their pricing because it varies depending on if you're buying Command or you're buying something else. I'm not in bed with Command. I just know it the best, and they've reached out to us. So if you have a compost that you think is better or want to tell us about, we're more than welcome to talk about it, hear about it. Want to be on the podcast? Let us know.
Help us help you.
Yeah. We are here to help fill top dressers and make the earth a better place, and at the same time help people make more money and have less damage to their bodies at the end of the day, right? I mean, that's what
because you only have one.
That's right, and you can't replace your back. We can save it.
Yeah.
So now, from what I'm hearing, guys are wanting to do like 1 yard per 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it costs more, of course, it's double the material going down, but they're getting much better results. Like, I know a friend of mine that's doing it. He just did a Lamborghini dealership, and he said, like, within a couple of weeks, the dealer was just like, green as could be.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And he put down
and it's
so
like that
much.
Blue-green, too, where it's yeah. just like, that is the freshest grass ever.
Absolutely. So that, I believe, is going to be the next wave. Now, something else I want to touch on while we're on this, and this is going to be a shorter episode, probably about 30 minutes. Right now, we're 18 minutes into it. Rentals. You rental companies, or if you're not wanting to buy your own MulchMate DMT combo, but you want to rent it, go to your local rental place and tell them about MulchMate and how you'd like to rent one from them. We have built an entire rentable MulchMate DMT rig that has onboard higher electrical capacity, so 200 yards of mulch worth of electrical capacity. This unit can just be hooked up to a 3/4 ton, 1 ton truck, and you're off to the races. Plug it in overnight, recharges, and you could do those top dressing jobs, those mulching jobs, rock jobs, dirt jobs, sand jobs, whatever. With all these efficiencies we talk about, you could literally rent this entire rig. Right now, I know of, we've got a rental place, Barky Beaver out in Moss, Tennessee. Those boys out there have, I think, 5 rigs that they rent out. They rent them, they sell them, and they rent them and they sell them and they service them. So great, great outfit out there. Talk to Brandon out there. Really good kid. He's got a heavy Southern accent. really nice guy. But those folks out of Barky Beaver, go ahead and give them a follow on Instagram and ask them about their mulch mates if you're out in the Tennessee area. But outside of that, we can rent you. Literally, these rental companies could park a EcoLawn top dresser or an EarthaTurf top dresser on our platform on a DMT, and you rental companies could go out there and rent this entire rig and rake in the cash.
Yeah.
Not only can they rake in the cash, but their customers that they rent to can rake in the cash, and it's all electric.
It's a win-win-win.
It's eco-friendly. It's quiet. It's very low maintenance. I don't know how you could lose.
You don't.
You don't. So I think you rental companies really need to wake up and look at this thing, and I think it's going to be an absolute game changer for you for sure. And the cool thing is we have all the online training. We have everything you need to properly implement this into your business, and it's a turnkey solution.
I like it.
All right. Guys, we're just going to cut this off here. Kyle and I are hungry, and we're going to get some lunch.
Yeah. I need to go home and make a sandwich.
You got anything we need to add to this?
Not really. I mean, outside of the fact that I've used the machine, and I mean, granted, I haven't done top dressing yet. That'll be once Lyle gets his top dresser, whenever that happens.
What is he going to go with? EcoLawn or EarthaTurf?
I have no idea. You know him. It takes him a bit to make the decision.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he better get on it.
Yeah. You're telling me. Because I need to borrow it.
His guy, Jimmy, the guy that we all know that does top dressing right now, is he Eco or is he EarthaTurf?
That's a Lyle question. I have no idea.
I think he's got an EcoLawn. I want to say it's blue. I don't know. I think he aerates, and I think literally all he does is aerate.
All I know is Cardinal's rig is freaking phenomenal.
Cardinal's rig's phenomenal. I mean, he has got...
If you want to set up, check out Cardinal Solutions down in Florida.
Yeah, Josh, really good guy. Go follow him on Instagram. He has got a rig and a half.
Woo! Yeah, that thing's beautiful.
Yeah, it's huge. And we're working on an even better unit now. And check out American Compost on Instagram. They just got the big rig. They just got our biggest roll-off container rig we've ever built, and they've already started using it, and it's kicking ass already. So
yeah, figure out what these guys are doing, try to mock it, and put a little cash in your pocket.
The formula's there, boys. It's already, you literally buy Mulchmate DMT combo, buy a top dresser, whether it's an EcoLawn or EarthaTurf, whatever you think's best for you, and get yourself some compost. And
Mulchmate plus top dresser equals money.
Yeah, equals ATM.
Yeah, I like that even better.
Yeah, equals money printer.
I had the name of it and I lost it. Treasury.
Yeah, literally treasury. Print mo money. All right, guys, have an awesome day. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Life in the Fast Lane. Please don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. There's a bunch of good content we're coming out with there. And make sure you follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter. What am I missing?
LinkedIn's
got a big one. Got me. All right, guys, have an awesome day.
Yeah, if you want to be part of the journey or you want to tell your stories, let us know on heyfastlane@gmail.com.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Don't miss me too much.
Mulch mate.